Shalom and welcome to Torah Bites. This is Torah Bites for the week of September the 22nd, 2018, the 13th of Tishri, 5779. This week's message is entitled, The Speed of Life, and I'm reading from Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 29. If they were wise, they would understand this. They would discern their latter end. One of the fascinating things science has demonstrated is that everything is always moving. When we're sitting or standing still, our sense of non-motion is only relative to the other creatures and objects around us. But we're moving at an astounding rate. Not only is the Earth rotating at about 1,600 kilometers an hour, that's 1,000 miles an hour, while orbiting the Sun at 107,000 kilometers an hour, 66,000 miles an hour, the Earth and the Sun are both moving within our galaxy at approximately 70,000 kilometers an hour, that's 43,000 miles an hour. In addition, our galaxy is spinning while it is itself moving within the universe. You get the point. I am so glad that while I have trouble sleeping on airplanes, I can dream away in my bed while flying at unimaginable speeds. The Earth is on a trajectory to somewhere. Exactly where, we don't know. It's like our lives. Whether we're aware of it or not, we're constantly developing as we move at lightning speed to the future. Time may feel slow depending on what we're going through, but like the Earth in space, it's moving. Within our bodies, cells are dying and replenishing. At any moment, we're not identical to the person we were a split second ago. Only death can put an end to that. Until then, every momentary thought, action, and reaction is an investment in our future. Not only are we never truly physically still, we're moving toward a personal destination, a destiny, and that destiny is largely dependent on us. This week's parsha contains Moses' song to the Israelites not long before his death. It's not a very happy song as he speaks of their inevitable demise. Over time, things will not go well. They won't go well because they were clued out about where they were heading. Like most of us, they would live in the now, blind to how they were setting themselves up for failure. Moses didn't sing the blues to make them feel bad. It was to help them, and us, learn to look where they were going. Wisdom, Moses chants, would put them on a very different trajectory. Wisdom, the skill of effective living based on God's ways, would set a course to a wonderful destination. Wisdom perceives the course of the trajectory. Wisdom knows there's a destination. Wisdom plans accordingly. Foolishness ignores that we're moving at all. Foolishness drones on and on. Life is meaningless, nothing changes, we aren't going anywhere, there's no destination. Live for the moment, now is all there is. It's so easy to fool ourselves. Apart from life moving at an imperceptible pace, the consequences aren't immediately apparent. No alarm bells, no sirens, yet all the while we are molding the person we become. Every intention, every action sculpts a finished product we don't know we're crafting until it's over. Before we know it, we reach the destination, when we see God and discover how it all ends for us. You might think you're standing still, going nowhere, but that's only an illusion. Your life is speeding along like lightning. What will you have to show for it? Not only will you have to give an account for what God has entrusted to you, your eternal quality of life will be based on what you have done with yourself. You can change your trajectory. The momentum you've built up needn't carry you down the path of destruction any longer. God will help you make that sharp turn right now and set you on a course for a most wonderful finish. Why wait? Torah Bites is located on the web at www.torahbites.org. Comments may be sent to info@torahbites.org. You can follow us on Twitter at Torah Bites. Until next time, this is Alan Gilman for Torah Bites. Lehitra'ot.